Good evening, morning. Hello, hello, everyone on the other side. Thank you for being there. This is Walk the Floors, All Things Hospitality Training. My name is Michelle Klein, and I am with Klein Hospitality. I'm here with my co-hostess, Stephanie Ledger, with First Rate Hospitality. Stephanie, how are you today?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you. So what's the topic that we have in store?
So I thought, well, let's talk about enhancing the personal guest experience in hospitality. This is a big buzzword that we've been hearing about, making sure that we're creating that personalized service and not just being that same service that we're providing for every guest. So we could be able to talk about how can we enhance that service.
How do we take personal guest experiences to the next level? I love it. So let's talk a bit about and set the tone. What is personal guest service experience? And what does that look like a little bit, right?
Yes. So look, it. We have you and me going to a property, and I may be looking for more of a calm, relaxing stay. I enjoy very organic ingredients and food, and you may be looking for, yes, I'm out of the house. I can be able to enjoy and looking for a different experience, maybe a more lively, but here we are both at the property. And now how can the hotel be able to cater to both of our personal experiences and enhancing it so it doesn't seem like you and I are both getting the same experience, where it's also, too, an experience that we weren't even looking for?
I love that you're saying that. It's so critical that we don't fall in the cookie cutter approach. Right? Yes. Where, yes, we want to have consistency in the brand, where if you visit a hotel here or there, there are very specific things that you're expecting from the brand. But like you say, it's so important to understand beforehand what type of experience that guest wants to have while on property. And sometimes there are things that we can do prior to that arrival time. And there are things that we can't, and we have to find the ways to discover this, right? So why would you say, Stephanie, this is so critical when it comes to making sure that we do create that crafted and perfectly curated experience for every guest, that they're not the same?
Absolutely. Yes. And the key word there is beforehand. So let's be proactive for our guests. What information can we be able to find out? And we know that guests, they may be booking for directly online through a third-party website where you're not going to be able to get so much of the guest details. But, you know, being able to see, and how can you find out that information? What are they looking to experience while they're there? Are they there for business or pleasure? And then starting from there, of then communicating to your team with what information you're able to provide and find out.
Many times, especially the bigger brands will have areas in the booking system that allows the guest to provide with additional information. And then we also check that box when the reservation is done via phone. But for those brands that don't have that capability within their current system, or the way that their landing page that takes reservations is created, creating a little comment box is huge, right? You see it with apps that allow you to book a reservation at a restaurant. And many times you have drop down menu that will say, you know, is it a birthday party? Is it an anniversary? Whatever that is. And you have that little comment box. So I think that sparking some interest in hoteliers on the other side, so that you can go back to those providers that you use to create those pages for you that will retrieve those bookings. Ask them, is there a way that I can add a comment box? And then to take it to the next level, and it's something that you have been in front desk, and I have had that experience as well, where how do we make sure that our team members are actually reading the notes?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So the notes are so, so, so important because it will give you that opportunity to see, you know, what are you doing? I'll give you a quick example. We celebrated my oldest son's 18th birthday the other day, and we booked a reservation at a really nice restaurant. So our expectation was very high. When I called, we were stuck in traffic, Vegas post Formula One. An absolute mess. It's chaos, which was, by the way, an excellent event, right? We're still feeling a little bit of the aftermath. I called to let them know we were stuck in traffic. So as we're, you know, they're finding the reservations, oh, immediately the person on the phone says, I hope your son has a happy birthday, right? We get to the restaurant, same situation. They immediately spotted him, happy birthday, 18, that's amazing, yada, yada. So it does create a different vibe. So yes. Now you're open for more. And what else can we explore? What are other ways that you can think of, Stephanie, that where this can happen? Or maybe if you want to explore, how do we retrain or put our team members, we put this message at the forefront of our team members so that they really read the notes, so that they really comprehend how can I take this data and implement it and execute on it so that I really create that beautiful, perfectly curated experience.
Absolutely. Well, I think also too, it's, you know, taking the notes and then reading the person, especially if you're at the front desk, you're reading it, you're seeing that they're celebrating a special occasion and you're like, oh, is it a surprise? Is it not? You know, like those types of things. Or also too, are they just maybe the guests are just looking to stay by themselves. They have their own plans and they're mostly just maybe staying on property because it's close by to the restaurant they're going to or the activities that they're doing. And I feel that that's also to an area where enhancing the guest experience can also to hinder ourselves because sometimes we may be too over the top for the guests. I mean, I've been at the hotels where they have the chat feature and it's like, soon as you walk in, oh, how is the room? I'm like, I haven't even laid down my suitcase yet to knowing if the room's good or not. Okay, well, we'll hear for you. Okay, great. And then it's like an hour later, hey, do you have any plans for dinner? May I make the recommendation for this? And I know a lot of times all these communications is just set up automatically to being able to go out to the guests on a timely basis, but, you know, depending on when they checked in. But at the same time, sometimes that communication and trying to get that information of creating the personalized experience can be a little bit too much overly and a turnoff for the guests to be in like, they're not, you know, reading me as saying, hey, I'm fine. I'll let you know if I need anything. I'm capable of letting you know, and you will know if I need something. But the employees need to be able to read that as well. I know we say, yes, go out there, try to find the preferences. But then at the same time, we need to be able to know when we're overstepping and kind of being too intrusive with the guests while they're staying and maybe just relaxing.
Yeah, absolutely. And many times we talk about technology on our show, right? And we always refer back to the fact that technology is amazing. Where the disconnect happens is when we don't execute on whatever it is that we're doing the right way. So I think that a way also to tackle this that you're mentioning is, or to minimize the risk, when you're building this aspect of the next step of communication, like the chat, is how often, if you were a guest, would you want to be communicated with, right? Yes. What is appropriate? Where's that boundary? Something else I was thinking is, do you think that it is okay or recommended even to try to explore as the guest is checking in, to try to explore what is it that we can do to enhance your experience while you're on property, right?
Yes.
Do you feel that is appropriate to ask that question upon checking?
Absolutely. Because you know what? Things may change. Maybe someone else, maybe their travel agent booked it for them and it's the standard room. This is how they may be traveling on business or with their family. And then also too, just right there, what they need while they're on business versus when they're traveling with their family can be completely different. And maybe at the hotel, because they were a loyalty member, all the preferences are based upon when they're traveling for business. And then here they are with their family. And I think it's a great idea being able to just flat out and ask, what could we be able to do to make your stay enjoyable for you? And not just having it as a generic, oh, what can we do to make your stay enjoyable? No, personalize it for the guests and making it be like, wow, for me, what could they be able to do? And saying, yes, I like this, or I enjoy, you know, Pepsi versus Coke or whatever it may be.
Fantastic. So now we know it's okay to ask the question.
Yes. Be able to, but just don't overdo it. And that's what I think where we see it as well is, so now we have the pre-arrival, we're trying to get those preferences. Then they check in and we ask them again. And then maybe we have guest services or a different department if they have like a butler service, now asking them again. And then they're at the restaurants. You know, this common question is, oh, do you have any allergies? How many times do we get asked that? And you would think that, okay, yes, I do have allergies. You should already be proactively in saying it if you already know at the property or in the restaurant because it had it in my reservation. I think that's somewhere else that, you know, we miss the opportunity to being able to acknowledge even those simple things that seem repetitive to the guest.
Yes. I think that a great practice is that when, especially for the F&B side of things, when you have those particular notes in your reservations, is when you get, when you're getting your day started, you already know who's going to be serving what section. Mm-hmm. So allowing those team members to really get familiarized with who they will be serving, right? Who are you going to make this night so memorable and so exciting for? Are they celebrating something specific? Or like you say, is there any food allergies? Being a step ahead of the game, right? We always talk about being one step ahead, anticipating the need. So I think that's another great way to do that, like getting the team to really understand what information they have been given, not allowing the booking information to stop at the host or hostess desk.
Yes, absolutely.
The data is only as good as what we do with it.
Yes.
All right. Do you have a WTF moment that you would want to share related to trying to enhance the personal guest experience and make it more personal?
Oh, I just feel that anytime, just the over communicating, you know, those are the WTF moments that then I just now, especially when I'm undercover and I'm just like, well, now we're just going to have fun with it because we're here. So let's just entertain it. And then being like, oh, actually, and then you go to the next department and then they say something and then I totally then change my mind and say something else. So those are the WTF moments. And then there was also too, even when I was at the front desk property, like talking about the notes and stuff, is here we had sellout night, two rooms, and of course, far away from each other. And it was supposed to be connecting instead of adjoining, because we all know the difference between connecting and joining, but not everyone knows that and doesn't put those detailed notes in there. And so, yes, WTF moment. Here we have the family arriving with their small children, and they all had to stay in the same room. Which wasn't good.
Lovely. Never a dull moment.
Yes.
And now you have to recover from that. Lovely. Yeah. For me, it's not one particular story, but it always falls back on, there's this one lodging management system that in bigger properties, we're all very familiar with the brand. I'm not going to name it, which is fabulous. Nothing wrong with that. It's F something. I'm not even going to say anymore. Where this information is perfectly provided for you.
Yeah.
Just read it. First thing you do, read it. You get to your shift. Get familiar with what's about to happen. The same way that we have bus sessions and we talk about the group that is coming in and what events we have and what's, you know, is there a new dish at the restaurant? All these things, is the pool closing early? Do the same on a smaller scale. Your department, and then based on what your job is for the day and what your section is for the day, understand who's going to be there. Because we are here to provide that outstanding experience. So the more we know about our guest, the easier the job is for us.
Absolutely.
Right? All right. Anything else? Any like last minute nuggets that you can think of that you can share?
Last minute nugget I would have to say is, how are you able to spread the word of these different personal experiences that you offer? And I would have to say the big thing that we're seeing right now is the power of social media, but authentic stays and guest sharing and reposting. And I know we can do a whole nother episode on this topic, but if you really want to get out of what you're able to offer for your guests and a variety of guests, how we talked about, you know, maybe you're looking for something more quiet and then you have another guest that's looking for something a little bit more active and you're able to provide services to both of them, but utilize the social media to get it out there of what you're offering and from the guest point of view.
I love that. Great, great tip. Love it. We're going to close with that. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge, Stephanie. Everyone on the other side, thanks for being there, listening in. And we will see you next week with another episode of WTF, Walk the Floors, all things hospitality training.
Amazing.